Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the 25th week in the year of our Lord 2022, as we turn our attention to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 68. There in question 68, we ask, how many sacraments has Christ instituted in the New Testament? We answer, two, Holy Baptism and the Holy Supper. At the time of the Reformation, the Roman Catholic Church had introduced into canon law seven sacraments of the Church. Seven means by which grace could and would be conferred upon the person who partook of them. These sacraments are baptism, the Eucharist, holy orders, matrimony, confirmation, penance, and the anointing of the sick, or extreme unction for those of a more traditional Roman Catholic mindset. Apart from baptism and the Eucharist, or the Lord's Supper, the other five sacraments slowly became church law over the course of centuries. Thus, as the Reformers took stock of the state of the Church in the 16th century and compared canon law to the Scriptures, they concluded that of these seven, Christ had only actually instituted two as what should be called sacraments. While marriage was and is to be a holy institution before the Lord, it does not convey grace. While anointing the sick is commanded by God in James, particular grace is not attached to it. Confirmation is nowhere found in the Scriptures, and ordination to ministry is important, but not sacramental. And to do penance in the way of the Roman Catholics was, and is, actually, to reject the grace of God that imputes the righteousness of Christ to his people, and lay salvation in the lap of the people themselves. Of the seven, then, baptism and the Holy Supper, sometimes called the Lord's Supper, the Eucharist, or Communion, were found to be the two sacraments specifically instituted by Jesus in the New Testament. As he commanded his disciples in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. As the gospel went forward, baptism was the first sign and seal of the covenant of grace. And as Paul taught in 1 Corinthians 11 verses 23 through 26 concerning the Lord's Supper, repeating the command of Christ himself given in the Gospels, for I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks he broke it and said, this is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Obviously, in his language, Jesus is telling the disciples they should do this often, that they should do this with one another and with his church in remembrance of him. Thus it is we recognize that in conjunction with the Word of God, it is baptism and the Lord's Supper that convey, confirm, sign, and seal the grace of God to our hearts as his people. Our practice of these sacraments should be undertaken in both a sober and joyful manner. Sober, in that we are not to take lightly the things of the Lord, and should seek to practice them in full obedience to his word, according to his will, not adding or taking away from them anything our Lord has not commanded. Joyful, in that again and again we find ourselves refreshed with the power of the gospel and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, as he signs and seals to us the truth of our salvation in him, that salvation worked in our hearts by his Holy Spirit through the preaching of the word, that we might rejoice in this great salvation. Thus it is, as we come to the table of the Lord, as we come to the font of baptism, may we rejoice that God alone might receive all glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.